Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, where we discuss real estate information, education, and inspiration each and every weekend. In fact, you know what? We've got a lot of that happening in this series as we've been discussing the technology utilized in real estate, upcoming technology, current technology, how technology has migrated over the, let's say, years and decades. It's been a blast. And however, we're going to take it to maybe a little bit more of a serious note. However, I think we're going to be able to have a lot of fun with it once you hear who my guest is. And before I pull back that curtain, let me thank my sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So technology here is to assist us in the manner of which we communicate and in which we organize our files, in the way that we get our listings out there across the whole world. It also is there to help keep us safe. And while this could probably become a pretty, heavy conversation, I thought it would be best assisted with my good friend, Brittany Buckaloo of Remax Home Again. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
You always wear a smile. And so I felt like if we're going to talk about something that could be a little bit tough, let's bring Brittany on board because we keep it balanced that way.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, smile, safety with a smile.
Safety with, oh, perfect. See, I knew this would go there. All right, listen, so you and I are in the industry and on occasion, something can feel a little bit off. And gratefully or thankfully, a few years ago, our association purchased this great tool for us to use. And I know you know what I'm talking about already, because it's our go-to right away when things start to feel a little bit fuzzy or a little bit weird. Not fuzzy. Fuzzy is a good thing. A little bit cold, let's say, or odd. So we'll just open up this app, punch in a phone number, and then voila, we've got some information, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So what am I talking about here?
So the real estate agents, not just in our association, but kind of across the board, can use an app called Forewarn. Mm-hmm. And it came out a few years ago, like Justin said, and it's personally one of my favorite tech tools as an agent.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not a tool that we give to our clients and they get to utilize.
Right.
But it's very beneficial to us in our profession.
Yeah. And so it sort of develops, if I'm not mistaken, a kind of like a soft background check on somebody based on the phone number. And it's a great way to verify a name with a number. So if I were to call you and say, hey, Brittany, I saw that you have this house listed for sale and I'd love to come see it. You have my number because it showed up on the screen. And if I say, you know, my name is Tom Jones, right? No offense to any Tom Jones out there. Do you know any Tom? I don't know a Tom Jones.
I actually do know Tom Jones.
Yeah. I hope he's a cool guy.
He's great.
Okay, cool. And then you pull up my number in Forewarn. It's like, well, this is Justin Mecha. This is a little bit odd. There's a story there, right?
Absolutely. So there's a story there. And then it does give us a background on if there's any like criminal charges against them, which I do
Speeding tickets.
Which, guilty, right? I think we've all been there. Yeah. Maybe not. But it does kind of give us a little bit of insight on the individual we're meeting, or like Justin said, if it's not the correct name.
Yeah. There's a question that can be asked. And of course, all of this out of the perspective of safety. It's like we're looking to protect our agents. We're all in the association. We're all very familiar with a story that hit many of us in our hearts hard of Beverly Carter, which now there's this Beverly Carter Foundation to commemorate her life and her mission, and of course to go forward carrying that torch and spreading a lens of safety and concern. And in short, the awareness that the foundation brings about, in short, is hey, be aware, and there's strength in numbers. You know, so bring a friend or open up a conversation. You know, don't let that gut feeling go unchecked. If there's something off, it's probably somewhat true.
Yeah, so absolutely. I mean, the Beverly Carter Foundation, if there are agents that do not know about it, mm-hmm. I would strongly encourage following their pages on social media, right? Yep, another great tech tool.
Yep.
They post a lot of really good tips about how to stay safe. They built an incredible foundation in their mother's name.
Yeah, yeah.
And are impacting agents in our association in her honor.
It's a tragic story. However, the efforts of the foundation allow the life of Beverly to live on and in an attempt to keep others safe, which is beautiful. And I know we don't have time for this discussion. You were sharing with me that you had the chance to listen to, I believe, the son of the family speak at your conference.
Yeah, I went to the Remax conference. I try to attend it every year. And the son,
powerful.
Carl, spoke. Yeah. And it was very powerful to hear the son of the late Beverly Carter speak. And it is something I think sometimes as agents, we just love our jobs. So we're in the hustle and bustle of helping clients and people. And for many of us, real estate is our passion. So we kind of forget about the fact that we're meeting people at vacant houses.
Yeah.
And there is a safety side to it.
Yeah, it really is a setting or a recipe for disaster.
Totally.
Should that be the point or the intention. So, we've got to take a break here in a minute. However, when we come back from this break, I wanted to sort of get into perhaps maybe some of the ways that we have been able to better guard ourselves. And of course, through the advancement of technology, you cool with that?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're hanging out with Brittany Buckaloo of RE/MAX Home Again. This is the Flight at Home Show. We're talking about technology in real estate. My name is Justin Mecha, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flight at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. We're talking about technology in real estate, and we've actually decided to bring it to the manner of safety and how we can best leverage our technology to keeping each and every one of us safe. And I thought, you know what? Like I said last time, what would be otherwise probably a rather stern conversation, I'm going to bring in the smiling face of Brittany Buckaloo to talk about this because, hey, you're a professional. You've been doing this for several years. You're a great producer. You've sold a lot of real estate. So I know you know a thing or two about doing it right and, of course, being safe at the same time. And we were talking about forewarn last time, right, Brittany? And,
yep.
And that's a great, quick way to just kind of do a quick little check on your client. And like we said, it doesn't mean that there's wrong intention if there's a speeding ticket or something in the background. However, it does mean that there could be a flag if, convicted of axe murderer and it's like, wait a minute, hold on, I got to ask you about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, oftentimes forewarn brings up nothing.
Yeah.
A majority of time it doesn't.
Yeah.
Which I think, right, just goes to show how many incredible people live in the Flathead Valley.
Sure.
You know, and are moving into it. But sometimes,
By the way, it goes beyond Flathead. It'll search any number.
Any number.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool because there's quite a few people coming in from other areas and we just want to get the pulse.
Yeah. I mean, I know a ton of agents who, like I said, Forewarn is definitely one of their favorite apps that they utilize.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it doesn't necessarily take technology to play it safe, though. You know, we sort of touched on this in the last segment where, hey, if you've got that, you know, stomach knot and it's not settling, bring a friend. You know, do you mind sharing the story of you without going too far into disclosure, you know, no names here. However, there was a moment that you had said, you know, I'm going to bring my supervising broker.
Yeah. So I often think just in general, right, and this can go to a real estate professional, but it could even be a teacher, a banker, a mom going on a play date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We often, because we're in such a social media driven industry where we make new friends on the internet and then meet with them in person, our situation is we meet clients. There has been a time where I was communicating with a client and I got a really bad gut feeling.
Yeah.
I think your gut is the best safety tool in your toolbox.
It's a pretty cool radar.
Yeah, and it's not a tech product.
Yeah.
But,
Not
yet, maybe it will be. We're going to invent that, actually.
Yeah, right?
But I brought my supervising, I told the client I was going to bring my supervising broker. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And needless to say, I didn't hear from him again. And now this was before Forewarn was available to us. So had I had Forewarn,
you might have had a different story.
Totally. Yeah. And I might have honestly avoided the client. You know, I might have, the client I may have never had a reaction to her interaction at that point.
Yeah. So, you know, we utilize a very popular tool, speaking of technology, because, you know, it wasn't here all the time, the MLS, and being digitized and immediately shared. When you take a listing and you're able to input data for the rest of us to read, there could be safety precautions. It's not necessarily criminal behavior. It could be like, hey, watch out for the deck, you know, because it's not secure. Please don't walk on the deck, right? So had I not came across that information prior, if that was just for sale by owner, you know, no problems, just see the property, we could have probably had a situation there. So we utilized the MLS to share this information, as far as potential hazards that the listing may have. However, the cooperation of that behavior, it goes beyond just data input. It goes into bring an office friend, have somebody come with you on the showing. If you're new in this business, if you've not showed a home yet and you get that call that they want to see this home and it's vacant and it's a little bit out of town, bring a buddy, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes, I mean, there's been times on the weekends where I've had a client text me and be like, hey, I want to see a house last minute. And I always try to accommodate my clients to the very best of my ability.
Sure.
And so I've been like, hey, yeah, I'll be there. Do you mind though? I'm running errands with my family. So my husband might sit in the car.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, does he love it? No, but it's fine.
Of course he loves it. Come on.
He loves to meet my clients. He actually does.
Isn't it funny how the family just rolls into real estate?
Yeah. Like, okay, so hey, here we come, my three kids in my SUV.
Yeah, my wife got so sick of it, she decided to get her own license. So.
I don't think I'll ever be able to convince that of my husband.
Are you sure? There's room.
I'm positive, yeah.
Okay. All right, so listen, we've got only about a minute and a half left here. I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other technology items that we may have in our arsenal. You touched on one, social media, Facebook, right? And it's really hard to hide from the world of Facebook, although it's some of us do it, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, you get the name, maybe you use Forewarn to capture a name, and then you take the name and you go to Facebook and you start to scrub through. And it starts to give you an idea of the person that you're going to meet later when you go show the house. I was thinking of a few years ago, and this is actually before Forewarn as well, where the scare wasn't the client. I had already known the client. We had already been shopping for properties. The scare was the house.
That has happened several times to me.
Yeah, and so at that, you get up there, the listing says it's vacant. Okay, you know that it's vacant. However, it's also maybe the weather's changing and it might become a home for somebody on a temporary basis. And so you knock a little louder. I've got this incredibly fancy piece of technology called a flashlight. And it is a big flashlight. It's actually a mag light, right? Which also functions as a, don't mess with me. Plunk.
Yeah, which I think if Justin goes back to don't mess with me, and this again goes to not just real estate agents, but everybody, because I know people are listening to this show that aren't real estate professionals. And you can quickly jump on Amazon and buy, I just get the mace and taser kit. It's like
$15. Go. Yeah, yeah.
And I throw it in my car.
Yeah.
Or also, some of your best safety tools can be your car keys. If it has an alarm on it, just keep that in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you can sound that alarm if you feel uncomfortable.
You're right, general public. You can borrow these tips too.
Totally.
So, yeah. Brittany Bucklew, I appreciate your time here and hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. So can we have you in the future again?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
I love being back here. It's fun.
In the meantime, if anyone has any questions about safety or real estate, what's that great number?
406-212-8566.
Brittany Bucklew with Remax Home again, joining us on the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Hey, friends, be safe out there. Be well, have fun. And as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.